AM 700, KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now at our studios at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, Dr. Kersey.
Good morning.
How's the coffee this morning?
Oh, good.
I made it with my eyes open this time.
I had to wait and come up here and get some coffee.
Had to wait for the beep, huh?
Had to wait for the beep.
Well, hey, I got to ask, what does it feel like to be a doctor who has used chiropractic on their own body for over 30 years, who's never taken a pill for pain and ever gotten a shot in the last, 35 years?
I don't remember. I got a shot when I was a kid, I think, but that's the last time.
50 years.
Well, probably. Yes, at least. Yeah, it feels good. When they say, do as I say, not as I do, well, that's not the way we do things. We live a chiropractic lifestyle.
Yes.
So when there's I did get a shot. I got a stem cell shot. I got a stem cell in my shoulder. So that's not, and it was a huge needle. But we do, and that was kind of fun. But we do practice what we preach, and we kind of live a chiropractic lifestyle. No drugs, no surgeries, and it feels good to know that when I'm telling people, hey, you don't need to take this. Well, I had to take an ibuprofen. Did you have to, or did you choose to?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had to do that. Did you? Okay.
Does the effect of chiropractic affect immune system cells, which then triggers a positive response within the body and the area in which the force was applied by you?
You know, I read something on immune system and all the science behind it the other day. I thought, oh man, Dave's going to ask me about this.
And I
should probably read this a little bit deeper because I never know what you're going to ask me. But I did do a little reading on it. But it is, there's the science behind the adjustment when you're stimulating the primary sympathetic muscle spindle fibers that actually has an immune response, and the body takes over and it starts to do its thing through that innate intelligence that is just working at all times. So there's definitely a response. And where we go, when we go, how we go to the adjustment is the science as well behind that. So when we do make the adjustment, it is not us making the healing process. Oh, I'm going to heal your immune system. I'm going to get your. It's when we make the adjustment, then the body does take over, and you have to know where to go to certain places to mm-hmm. to stimulate. And we see a lot of upper thoracic stuff going on this week. A lot of people are cold and flu season. It just means it's a higher season of decreased resistance, and we that's what we do.
I like to call this the warm up session to our conversation.
Oh, yes, yeah. The warm up session. Thank you.
Is it possible to reinvent our nervous system for the better through the use of chiropractic?
Oh, so that's a great question, Dave. Can we reinvent? Can we get things better than they were?
Reestablish?
I think we can reestablish. A lot of things haven't been working for a long time. When people come to visit us and they're in that stuck situation, their nervous system isn't working at its 100% potential, and we stimulate that nervous system through the adjustment, and the body does respond, and it's always rebuilding. It's always trying. It's always trying to maintain its existence. It's always adapting. It's always coordinating, and sometimes it can't do that because we have that little thing called subluxation.
Yes.
And when we have that subluxation, we're not able to express lives fully, and that's what we want to do. We want to try to express life, and if you have subluxation, you're just not going to do it at 100%.
Dr. Kersey, if we live and we die by time, how much of our time as humans should we devote to our health and our wellness?
Oh, man, time. That great principle number 6, there is no process that does not require time. How much time should we spend? We should spend at least some time. I think a lot of people don't spend enough time on themselves, and we're always putting ourselves on the back burner, and we're not exercising, we're not sleeping well, we're not eating right, we're drinking too much coffee. Is that possible? Can we drink too much coffee? We need to spend a little bit more time. We need to spend some time in self-reflection, meditation. I don't, but we need to.
And, sure. And somebody does. Not
somebody
you.
Does, not me. And we need to actually start taking care of ourselves and really trying to put some time out there and maybe start creating some habits that are more beneficial for you.
How does trauma stored in the body make itself known to you, the chiropractor?
Oh, so we see that trauma show up in different ways, and we talked about this our last show of thoughts, traumas, and toxins,
right,
all being different types of trauma, and that that kind of shows up in signs and symptoms when they actually show up. But a lot of times they don't show up at the office, and it kind of builds and builds and builds. And then we'll see it in degenerative changes in the spine. We'll see it in inflammatory responses of the systems. We'll see it in all kinds of ways. We'll see it in posturing. We'll see it in different injuries because they're not stable. We had a lot of dizzy people yesterday. That was kind of fun.
Really?
A lot of people with dizziness. And we know that when we adjust that atlas, that dizziness does get better. So we see it in all different kinds of ways. Right now, we're talking slips and falls.
Yes, we are.
We're going to see that. We're going to see some concussions. We're going to see some. And my friend reminded me that you don't need to slip and fall to hurt yourself. It's when sometimes we don't go down and we hurt ourselves more than if we actually fell. And we see that. And we know that you need to be checked out because that leads to a subluxation.
You have been doing this for so long. Is chiropractic seasonal?
It is. We have our seasonal injuries, but yes. We are pretty consistent throughout the year with different types of thoughts, traumas, and toxins that are influencing our nervous system to not function as well as it should. But we will say that it now is car accident season.
Really?
Car accidents, because people forget that when they put the brakes on and they're on the ice, that the car does slide.
Yes.
And it does hit. And whiplash is real. You may think it's, oh, those ambulance chasers and out there and they're whiplash. Whiplash is a real thing. And it shows up on x-ray about 8 to 10 years later. We'll see that. We know that it does cause problems not only with the neck, with the head, upper back, low back. If you're hit from the side, it twists you because you're sitting in that seat and your body gets twisted from one direction to the other. It actually has an impact on you. So if you are in a car accident, see your chiropractor first and make sure that unless you're bleeding and you need to go to the emergency room. But you need to get adjusted after a car accident. It's a real thing. So we see that. We see slips and falls on the ice. We see a lot of different injuries in this season. And in the summer, we have more of the running injuries and the yard work injuries. Recently, we had a lot of leaf raking activities. And when people rake all to one side, that creates problems. So we have seasonal injuries. And just like anywhere in the world, we're going to have our little problems here and there.
What presents itself as a daily danger to the body of Todd Kersey, chiropractor?
You mean me adjusting patients?
Or anything out there within your circle.
Within my circle. I hurt myself yesterday on a couple of big people. But I mean, we have that. When we're adjusting, we have to make sure we actually have proper biomechanics to adjust other people's spines, because you can hurt yourself adjusting. So that's in my world. I can actually, it's a manual labor job.
Yes, it is.
And that's for me. What I like to yell during the day is keep your head up, because we see a lot of tech's neck, and we are still going to just go full force on the tech's neckers out there, because we know that when your head is forward, we're putting that anterior translation of the head, putting pressure on the brainstem, and we know that's not good, and we know that's leading to more problems day in, day out, more problems. And that's what we see a lot of. We see a lot of trauma just walking around us, and it's always there. It's always apparent, and you try to give advice, but it's tough. People don't like to take it.
After a big week of adjusting patients, I mean, you see hundreds of people a week. If your body becomes out of alignment through the use of the physical force that you use, will that reflect on the patient?
Not in my world.
Yeah.
But so yesterday I got adjusted. Last night, Dr. Foley adjusted, because I haven't been adjusted in a week because I was gone.
I was with
St. Louis. I was with a ton of chiropractors, but I didn't get adjusted. It's not like we had tables down there adjusted. It was a conference for all the state associations to come together. So it wasn't about us and it wasn't about getting adjusted. It was about the profession in general. But I got back. I got adjusted last night. I said, man, I feel alive. I should have got adjusted this morning, but I didn't have time to get adjusted in the morning. I was seeing patients all day and it just didn't work out, but I got adjusted last night and boy, that was great. So I don't think my patients will ever experience me being injured or me, and I have
a transference, if you
yeah,
will.
No, I got to maintain that happiness. I got to maintain that positive. I don't want any negativity from me going to that patient. And if you feel that every once in a while, I'm sorry, I am human, but I try not to bring that. We try to leave our problems at the back door when we come in and try to make it about the patient every single time. And I do give my best, and Dr. Foley does too.
Absolutely.
Best adjustment every single time. And I think when you're when you're in it for the right reasons and you're serving patients and you're giving that adjustment, you're giving the best adjustment you can give every single time.
One of humanity's biggest challenges is growing frail and sick at an older age. Is the chiropractic industry up to the challenge in combating fragility and sickness in the elderly?
Absolutely. We saw a young lady yesterday. She was 93 years old.
Oh, I love
she
it.
She said, I'm a little sore. She had that thing called low back pain. And that's what
I've heard of it.
I ain't never been to a chiropractor because I ain't got no low back pain. So she had low back pain. And she said, well, I still have that low. I said, was it better after your last adjustment? She said, yeah, it was better for a while. I said, well, you know, it's been 7 months since you've been here. I said, maybe you should think about getting an adjustment every once in a while, a little more often, because you are 93 years old. Let's keep things moving. And she had a great adjustment yesterday. But we're well fit for that industry of the elderly,
yes,
if you want to call it that, the older population. Yeah, I mean, just keeping things alive, keeping things moving. We don't want things to stop moving. Movement is the key to life. We know that. Momentum and movement is where it's at, and we have to keep things moving. So if we are getting up there in age, let's keep going, and let's do things more with more activity, not less. No sitting on the couches. No just sitting around all day. Let's get up and move, and let's get adjusted so our nervous systems can properly function.
Where is the extraordinary potential found in chiropractic?
The extraordinary, where'd you come up with that? Where is the right there in the head, in the brain of Dave?
Yep.
The legendary.
Which sits on top of my atlas vertebrae.
I'd say that's, you know, and you know that's where I'm going to go, Dave. I think that potential is right there underneath the skull, at the base of the skull, at the top of the neck. That's the atlas. That's our logo. That's been, because I think that's the most important vertebra in the entire spine. And when that thing's misaligned, the potential is decreased right away. And we know when we have an atlas subluxation, it's bad news. And we know that mm-hmm. we can remove that interference. There was an email I got this morning about patients with brain fog, and it was, I didn't read it because it was somebody selling something, but yes. I know what I have to do for brain fog. I have to remove the interference in the upper cervical spine.
When you make an investment in chiropractic, and I'm talking about the general public, what do you get in return for your investment?
You get whatever you put into it, Dave,
okay,
because some people are there for that thing called pain. Oh, I got pain. I want to get out of pain, and I get adjusted a couple times. Oh, we had a lady yesterday. She said, do I have to come back in for, like, you know, 3 times a week? Because she was in a lot of pain mm-hmm. in January. She got a few adjustments. Yeah, that's like 11 months ago. She got a few adjustments, and she received a few adjustments from her chiropractor, and she was doing well. She went away. Things came back. High-stress job, doing things all day long, and she was in a little bit of more pain. And she said, well, do I have to start? Well, we could probably do it a little less because you're not going to be compliant with what you put in the first 11 months. You've proved that.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to work on trying to figure out what you are going to be comfortable with and then work with you, not against you. But if you go through the process, because it is a process. It took you time to get here. You're 30-some years old, and you want it all gone in a couple days. Well, we have to work through a process. And it's just like with any health care. They're going to give you an idea of whether it's your antibiotics. You got to take this for 10 days and don't stop because you'll create superbugs. You have to do your physical therapy and you got to do this for 6 weeks. Or you go to the dentist every 6 months. It's a process and it is a system of care. And we base our care on systems and knowledge of past experience of what it works for one person may not work for the other. And we kind of work with you. But whatever you put into it is what you're going to get out of. You'll decrease pain. You'll increase sleep. You'll increase energy, you'll smile more, and you'll be a happier person with chiropractic care. Guaranteed. I can guarantee that right now. But whatever you put into it, that's what you get out of it.
You mentioned the word stress. It is well documented that stress turns on the genes that make inflammatory proteins. How does chiropractic care impact the effects of stress on the human body?
So it does decrease stress, and it does. We talk a lot about the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, and that's all the rage right now. We've been doing that for 127 years, knowing that the increase in parasympathetics over sympathetics when you get adjusted. And the studies are showing now that, hey, we increased your heart rate variability.
Mm-hmm.
Is that good? Is that a good thing to increase my heart rate variability? It is. We want increased heart rate variability. Atlas adjustments have proven to do that. It decreases overall stress. It takes down that fear, the fear factor. Remember the fear factor?
I do.
Yeah, so it takes down that fear factor, and it decreases that fight or flight state and increases your overall well-being. And it is shown to decrease stress. And whether it's that from thoughts, from toxins, or from traumas, whatever that stress is due to, chiropractic will decrease your stress. And now, we're not going to say we're not going to take away your stresses. We don't want to take away your stresses. If you don't have stress, you're not living. And right?
Right.
I mean, you need to have stress, but we need to deal with those stresses better, and that's what chiropractic care does.
Dr. Kersey, do you consider yourself a genetic influencer?
A genetic influence? Does that mean if I adjust you, will your family later on in life be in? I don't know. I think so. I think that if we get the body back in better shape and have that ability, I don't see why not. If we're healthy, we know that if you're smoking during pregnancy or drinking, the baby's not going to do well.
Right.
Well, wouldn't that be the opposite of that? If I'm eating well, sleeping well, thinking well, my nervous system is at its peak and I'm working at my optimum potential, why wouldn't I have better offspring?
What is the mark left behind on a human body that was accepting of chiropractic care?
What is the mark
left behind on a human body that was accepting of chiropractic care?
I don't know what I would answer with that. What is the mark? And how would you think that I would know that? I'm just kidding. But we'll see.
I got to get a different chiropractor in here. Someone who knows.
I don't know what a mark. As far as what I see when a patient leaves is we'll actually see that see them breathe better, stand better, think better. The mark is a smile on their face usually and a received hug at the end of the adjustment because they're just doing that much better. So I would say the mark of health would be we're definitely going to have decreased signs and symptoms. We're
yes.
definitely going to have overall better functioning. I think there are so many marks to that. I don't know if there'd be one mark that I can say, hey, Mark, how you doing?
Are you ever disgusted? Okay, maybe that's too strong of a
disgusted.
Word.
I am disgusted on a regular basis.
Are you ever disappointed with people on how they could ruin such a beautiful thing like their own body?
I'm disgusted on a regular basis. I am 100%. I see what people do, and I think, why, man? Why would you do that? And it goes from sitting around all day to like yesterday. I said, I see you're drinking more than 4 caffeinated beverages a day. I mm-hmm. like that. Is it all coffee? I said, where's that other stuff? And he says, well, I start in the morning with coffee, and then I have a few sodas throughout the day. And I thought, a few sodas throughout the day. Do you know how much damage a few sodas is throughout the day? And I said, I actually said to him yesterday, I said, I was at a conference, and they had a cooler full of beverages in the back of this one room. And I said, there was Coke, Sprite, water. And I said, boy, Coke would probably taste good right now. And I chose not to. But I did have a cannoli, which was good.
You know,
you gotta leave the gun, take the cannolis.
Yeah.
So, but I did. I chose not to because I thought we know that that's not good for you. And why would I choose to do something that's not good? Sure, I had a couple desserts. The cheesecake was good, but I ate well. And we do the things that we're supposed to do. We get better. If I do get disappointed when I say to people. Like the young lady yesterday was taking her dog for a walk. I said, I would love to take my dog for a long run, but I don't take 3 dogs out and do that. But she was taking her dog out to the park for a run. A good thing. But yet she was there for sitting for 3 to 4 hours a day without getting up at the desk all day long. A bad thing. I said, would you please just get up, set the little alarm.
Mm-hmm.
At least a half hour, if not 15 minutes, but get up and do something. You can't sit there all day for 3-4 hours and you know that that's not good. So there are little things throughout the day that don't make me really disgusted, but it does disappoint me that people don't put a little bit more effort into doing things better.
What should we know about the nerve signals within us that control our heart and blood and chiropractic's impact on each? We've talked about this.
We've talked about this. Yeah, we just have to know that every single cell in the body is controlled by the nervous system. I tried to explain that to a patient that doesn't speak English yesterday, but it was muy bien. I think we got the information across, but yo hablo español. But we have to know that every single cell supplied by the nervous system, if the nervous system is not working well, there is going to be an effect at some point down the line, whether it's your heart, whether it's your lungs, whether it's your stomach, whether it's your spleen. All the organs are supplied by nerves. If there is a misalignment of the bones in the spine, it will put pressure on nerve. It will decrease the potential. It will decrease the information or increase the information going to that end organ, and you will have a problem later on. And you don't need to have signs or symptoms right away.
Is the human body like an airplane? You got to know when to change the screws, because if you don't, a screw is going to come loose, fall out, and you're going to crash.
Yeah, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. It is true. And you never know. Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. You know, right. Look at my dad. You know, we didn't know he had all those problems going on, and he was going full force, and then all of a sudden the wheels fell off. And that was it. So we do need to – somebody was telling about – somebody had a – they hit the airplane, what do you call that? The little gate thing. And the guy came out and he looked, took a couple measurements, went back out, and he re-taped on a new piece of sheet metal real quick, and then they took off. I thought, well, that's interesting. And that's patching. That was yesterday's story. That's patching. Or do you want to fix it? Do I want a new wing? That's probably a little more expensive. But do I want to do what I can to actually fix the problem? That's what we're all about, trying to fix the problem. But we do have to replace our rivets every once in a while and really figure out what's going on with our overall health. But we have to, I don't need to be adjusted. How do you know? Oh, I don't need a dentist. How do you know? You wait till pain, you wait till your tooth falls out, and go, that pain in there that I had every once in a while, that was it? That was the problem? That was my sign? Yeah, here's your sign. What's that old, here's your sign? Who was that, Jeff Foxworthy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I want to celebrate the memory of your father. Because your dad did what he did health-wise, are you better off because of it at the age that you are at today?
Unbelievably so. I think that, from working out, I was doing squats yesterday. I don't like going to do legs, but I did them. But I was doing squats yesterday. My dad used to yell at me when I was a kid. He's like, you're wiggling your butt on the way down. He said, you got to go straight down. You got to have proper form. And, you know, proper form. Proper form is always huge. So I know if I'm doing a squat, I know that I am perfectly, and my butt ain't wiggling. Uh-huh. And I did all those things. You are what you eat. He always used to say that. And, of course, that's an old saying. But we always tried to eat a little bit better than most. You know, mm-hmm. We were in high school, I would get a can of grapefruit juice at the machine instead of the soda. That influence was huge. His mother went to the chiropractor. His mother is the one said, who's going to be my chiropractor? And I said, I will. Because out of the three boys, I became, and my sister, but she was too young to answer that question mm-hmm. at the time. But that was a huge influence. And I do thank him for everything he's done for me and working out and showing me that it doesn't have to be a life of sitting around. Like his father, he was dressed up at 94 years old. He was dressed up in to the nines in his suit and his wingtips, but he sat in the chair all day. You know,
sure.
He didn't really do much. But he was out there active before that. But at 87 years old, my dad was playing hardball before he passed. So, you know.
What is your dad's legacy of health?
What do you mean? Like,
what will he be remembered for health-wise?
I think baseball would be huge. I mean, being out there playing baseball at 87 years old is pretty
yeah.
huge. Weightlifting. I have a video of him last year. I think he was doing 680 pounds on a leg press.
Wow.
I mean, he was an active, healthy dude. And here's what I'd know him for. At 87, I wouldn't go up and mess with him. I'd be put right to the floor.
Right.
I mean, he'd knock me out.
Sure.
I wouldn't mess with
and
him.
And you would have deserved it, too.
I would have deserved it. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for bringing up my dad. Yeah.
As a chiropractor, what is it that you're trying to defeat as you will go about your work on a daily basis?
I defeat the stigma that chiropractors are not... Oh, you're not real doctors. You're not this. I listened to a podcast on the plane the other day of Dr. Lou Sportelli, and he talked about the Wilkes versus AMA lawsuit and how there was an anti-quackery suit starting in the 60s, and the AMA was out to destroy. Well, they were out to contain and eliminate chiropractic, and it went on for 14 years until we finally won and beat the AMA. And we are a healthcare profession, separate and distinct. We don't want to be. Well, some of us do. Some people out there want to be medical-like doctors. And as a chiropractor, as a true chiropractor who wants to practice chiropractic and have chiropractic maintain a separate and distinct healthcare profession, that's what my role is. And I'm doing that on the I guess you could say political arena, because I'm the president of the Chiropractic Society. Right. Last 10 years, I was just reelected. I got to serve another two. And we just did the Congress of Chiropractic State Association meeting. We're doing things for the profession. But in my office now, I mean, that's my job, is to let them understand what their goal is, what the body, how it functions, and what I could do to help you and what you could do to help yourself. And I'm going to give you my optimum recommendations, and I'm going to promote health on a regular basis. And that's my goal. So we're trying to do it in all different arenas.
What about our bodies should scare us, open our ears, and change the way we look at ourselves?
How many of us are actually looking at ourselves? How many are actually looking and saying, what is going on with my health? And that should be scary. I mean, if you're, let's say you're over 100 pounds overweight.
Yes.
You should look and say, do I want to live or do I want to die early? And maybe let's work on that. If you say, I used to work out, I used to do those things, but I don't do them anymore. Why not? And let's get back to doing them. I mean, you're working out every day. You're at least walking how many miles?
2 miles.
Doing it at least. And you're doing all those things. We have to keep doing. So there's a lot of things that should scare us. And when we're eating dinner at night, and you look at your plate. It may be a really big plate. It may be a small plate. Are you eating enough food? Are you eating too much food? Are you eating the right foods? Are you sleeping? Is your mattress 50 years old? Somebody just told me that. I'm like, how old is your mattress? I think I knew you better. How old is your mattress? I don't know. Probably like 40, 50 years old. What? That's probably a little too old. I mean, you're sleeping in a canoe, man. You got to get out of that thing. So there are many things that should scare us and awaken us to what the underlying problems are.
You have talked about lifetime extension and the desire yourself to live a long time. Do your thoughts then circle around lifetime extension a good portion of the time?
Yeah, I think so.
To stay alive?
I'm kind of looking at that. And I'm looking, instead of, I've been changing my perspective. Yeah, I want to live for, my goal was 127, and after you gave me that book. And I like that number. I like that, but I don't want to just live. I want to live with happiness and joy and prosperity and success. I want to live. I don't want to just live.
Right.
I want more out of life every day. And some people don't, and that's fine. Some people do, and that's great. And I'm just looking to have a happier life tomorrow than I did today.
You warmed up?
I'm a little warmed up.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. And if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, he has an office there. And we're on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, is the human body the greatest project that you will ever work on in your lifetime?
Absolutely the greatest project ever. And I'm amazed every single day when I work on people how... And the body, it talks to us, and it shows us what's going on, and then we get to be a part of that and be a part of the internal healing mechanisms of the internal of the body, and it's pretty fun, and it's amazing.
You know, we take our body for granted. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you take your body for granted?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We all do. And we think that we're just going to just keep on going. And I installed a pull-up bar in my office because my shoulder and hanging helps my shoulder. And so now up and down the stairs, every time I go up and down the stairs, I hang. Or I do a couple pull-ups or a couple leg lifts. And so I have that new routine going on there because I was taking my body for granted for many years until
yes.
I actually re-injured my shoulder. And now it's painful every day. So I'm being more proactive on that. So I'm trying not to take that for granted.
Are you trying to stay away from shoulder replacement surgery?
I'll never have surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll never have surgery.
How do people recognize a chiropractor's value?
Ooh. That's a good question. How do they recognize the value? If you feel like it's about them instead of you, mm-hmm. you're at the wrong chiropractor. It should be about you. It should be about patient-centered care. And I think most of us in chiropractic are patient-centered, and we're doing things for the patient. I don't know. Some people click with other chiropractors, and they go, if you don't click with me, let's find you another chiropractor.
Right.
If you don't click with Dr. Foley, maybe we'll find another chiropractor. If you don't, I'll send you down the street. But it's all about, you have to get along with any provider you're with. And if you don't feel like it's a fit, there are other people out there for you. And because we don't want that stress. We don't want you coming in going, I don't want to even be here. I'm only here because, my friend told me to come over here. But yeah, we want to make sure that you have a good fit. And if it's not working for you, let's change.
Can you sense when people are painfully out of alignment with themselves?
You'll see. I saw this guy walking down the hallways. He was going to see Dr. Foley yesterday, and he was super stiff. But he was yoked, man. He was just like super, super big dude. And I said, what's up, man? Somebody came out of the room. He's man, he's big. I said, yeah. I said, but look at him. He's pretty stiff. I think I could take him because he was all bound up, and he walked out just kind of free flowing. But it was nice. But you'll see that in patients when they come in, you'll see it on their face. You'll walk in a room and go, uh-oh, what happened? And then you'll see him just walk. We have a nice video of this one young lady that was bent over like 90 degrees and then come back up with the head. And we'll see a lot of it. And then we could feel.
What is the biggest and most profound answer you have found in being a chiropractor for over 30 years?
What is the biggest answer I have found? Ooh, that's a good question, Dave. What is the biggest? I think I found that I just if I trust in what I was taught, I think it holds true. And I think the cool thing is after 127 years of chiropractic, after 127 years of chiropractic, the truth is still there. So it's cool. The answers are all there, and we just have to just utilize what we were taught and what's been out there and what was founded on. And the inborn human potential is incredible.
I want to talk about your founders. What would the founders of chiropractic, D.D. and B.J. Palmer, say about your work as a chiropractor if they were in your office today?
Wow. So I think they would say, good work. You should, you know, maybe let the patient talk a little bit more than you yap, because I tend to yap a little bit. But I had a nice compliment this weekend by a non-chiropractor who is one of the, he loves chiropractic more than most chiropractors, this guy. And he's a speaker for chiropractic, and he owns chiropractic clinics, and he's a neat guy. And he said, I like coming into your office because it's old school chiropractic. Mm-hmm. He said, that's what, when you see what you do and you get that patient adjusted, he said, that was like practices back in the 70s and 80s when they were there and they were seeing patients and they were blah, 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 blah. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, it's like the coolest thing because there's not a lot of chiropractic offices like that anymore. So that was fun.
Do the spirits of the founder, D.D. and B.J. Palmer, still prevail in chiropractic today?
Oh, yeah, especially when you go back down to Palmer and Davenport and you feel it. You really do feel it, mostly because he has epigrams of himself all over the place and there's big statues. But even in my office, if you go upstairs to my office, I have the walls lined with pictures of BJ and DD and David. And it is pretty cool. And I have, like, the old brick house with the shale roof, I guess it is. I have pieces of his roof from the original.
Really?
Mansion. Yeah. So I love that stuff. So, I mean, I want to try to, and I don't live in the past. I don't live in the history and like, oh, this is what I was taught. And I do have, like, I took a rock tape course, right? I mean, would we be rock taping in 1900? No. But it was kind of cool to take a kinesiology taping course to actually see what the information is and learn that it's about the nervous system and how it affects the skin. It gives you proprioceptive response, and it's not about taping things down. Well, that's it. Interesting. I learned something. So I think that we're always learning and growing in chiropractic and in any profession, and we're using our three-legged stool of philosophy, art, and science of chiropractic to help us stand tall, but we're always learning and growing.
Are the descendants of D.D. and B.J. Palmer, are they still a part of chiropractic?
Yeah, Vicky is, and I think her sister is a little bit, but Vicky's still on the board of trustees at Palmer College. Dr. Ireland here in town is actually the first non-Palmer to be a chairman of the board of Palmer College of Chiropractic.
Wow. Where do you want to take chiropractic in the next 5 years, besides Arizona?
Well, I'm sure just my grandmother next week in New Jersey. I'm going to go see my mom for Thanksgiving, my mom, my grandma, my brothers, and my little nephews, and my niece. And so we'll be back there adjusting. And they all wanted to get chiropracticed. That's what you call it. Can I get chiropractic? And I said, yeah. So the little nephews, that'll be fun. But where I want to see the profession going is I want to make sure our identity stays our identity. And there's a lot of stuff going on with Medicare right now, because in Medicare, you can actually get adjusted and Medicare will pay for your adjustment. They don't pay for the exam. They don't pay for x-rays. They don't pay for anything else. They pay the medical doctors for exam and x-rays, and mm-hmm. they pay the osteopath to manipulate, but they don't pay the chiropractor for exam and x-ray, which is super necessary. Although Medicare requires that you x-ray your patient every year. Well, that's silly. So the patient that is most likely not as – there are a lot of people on Medicare that are not financially stable. Did
right.
you know that? And then there are some that don't need Medicare, but they have it anyway, and they can afford an x-ray. But I'm sure they don't want to pay for it either because they have Medicare. They've lived a long time. They deserve it. And so we're working hard to get those benefits. And but I don't want to just say, oh, we have Medicare inclusion for all those things and – also this and also this and also this. I want to get to stay chiropractic. So my job is to kind of keep chiropractic. And that's what I'd like to see. I think that ancillary procedures are great. Therapies are great. All those things are great. But we have to maintain at our core that chiropractic philosophy, art, and science. And I think that is huge. And I think that when we're doing things like minor surgeries and drugs in our profession, I'm not a fan.
Right.
Some people are, but I'm not. And I like to keep chiropractic. And that's great.
Are there ideas about your profession that you have that you haven't shared with anybody yet?
Oh, oh, no, I think most of them are out there and they've been out there. Oh, you're not a real doctor. Okay, thanks. Once you go, you always have to go. Okay, you don't, but just like the dentist, there are many things that people say about chiropractic that really have no idea because they have no experience. So it's just like, I don't like beets. Have you ever had a beet? No, they look horrible. Well, maybe you should try them because they're pretty good. And have you ever had a good beet salad, David?
No, really, never. I don't like beets.
Really?
No.
That's really good. So there are a lot of things. But I don't think that there's anything that I can share that people haven't already come up with over the last, 127 years. Yeah.
Sure. When did you know that chiropractic was your calling?
When my grandmother asked me, like we were talking about earlier, she said, who's going to be my chiropractor? I said, I will. And it just fit well with my overall being. And, I had pretty poor posture as a kid, and I've been working on my posture for, 50 years. So I think that that was huge. I was told I had scoliosis as a child.
Really?
School nurse. I didn't have scoliosis. My spine was perfectly straight. But there's a lot of things out there that have made me the calling. But and then when I was in high school, I said to a chiropractor that came up to our class and spoke in our science class, I said, hey, I'm going to be a chiropractor. He goes, hey, man, that's great, man. My son's going to be a chiropractor too. I said, that's cool. And then I was at career day, and I sat at the chiropractor, Dr. Bill Evans. I sat at his table, and I just sat there. And he said, don't you want to go look around? I said, no. I said, I'm good. I just want to hear what you're talking to other people. I said, I think I'm fine. And then when I got to college and I talked to Dr. Nick Lopresti, I said, hey, Dr. Nicky. So his dad, Dr. Lopresti, he was a dermatologist back in New Jersey. And I said, I want to be a chiropractor. He says, great, go talk to this guy. And he gave me Dr. Joe Mazzarelli's number. And I said, oh, he was cool. And he was on the board of trustees. And he said, you will go to Palmer. And it was a nice road that, yes, I thought, well, this is just going smooth. And it just went on. And the whole thing has been, it's been my calling. And I can see myself doing nothing else.
When does Todd Kersey become the unreasonable chiropractor?
Did you know there's an unreasonable Todd Kersey chiropractor? I become unreasonable when, number one, if you're rude to my staff, get out.
Okay.
But because they're there to help you too. I think that I become unreasonable when you're just pushing my limits, and you're really antagonistic against what we're doing. I'm here to serve you. If you don't want my help, don't take it. If you want my help, I'm here for you. I'm an Italian from Jersey. Don't push me.
Right.
But, I just think that you get one chance, and that's about it.
You know a guy.
I know a guy. I don't need a guy.
Yeah. Do you think it's our own thinking that tells us or doesn't tell our bodies to start dying?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think that your body, your innate intelligence is always adapting to its environment. It's always trying to maintain existence, and it's always doing that. So, I don't know if I would say that, but I think at some point there's a point where your body just says, I'm worn out, I'm done, and it just stops adapting. And I think that's what we call
it,
failing to adapt. We just fail to adapt to the environment.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after these commercial messages. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, when the immune system is under attack by a flu virus, which is going around, is the nervous system also being compromised from the invaders of harm?
Yes, because the nervous system is going to work harder and try to maintain that perfect nature of what's going on. But is it working? It's being influenced, I'd
sure
say, and when it's a two-way street, we'll see that in the lungs. Well, we talk about lungs and nervous system, heart and nervous system. It's a two-way street, so when we have a problem in our lungs, say we're congested, all that stuff is going to go to the upper thoracic spine. It's going to create a response there, and then we're dealing with that response and the pain and the inflammation in the upper thoracic spine, and that goes back down, and it's a two-way street until we get them both corrected. So it's definitely an influence on the nervous system.
Do you have to be sick in order to begin strengthening your immune system with the use of chiropractic?
No. We know that we don't have to be sick to even be adjusted. We don't have to be pain to be adjusted. We can definitely increase our vitamin D and our omega-3s and our multivitamin and our increased nutrition. We can definitely do those things to help ourselves out just and prevent sickness, just as we can get adjusted to build the immune system so we can fight the opportunistic organisms that are going to try to come in and take over. So it's all about, we want to be about prevention. We want to be about making sure you're maintaining. We won't pay for maintenance care either under Medicare, by the way, because we don't want you to maintain health. How ridiculous is that? Companies won't pay for staying well. We want you sick. It's just because we live in a sick world, and the healthcare system is a sick system, and it's not really healthcare; it's disease and crisis care. Am I going off on a tangent, David?
Well, that's good.
Well, you know, we want to prevent illness. We want to prevent sickness, and if we do that by the chiropractic adjustment, preventing those things by maintaining a properly functioning nervous system through the spinal system that we adjust, that's where we should be.
This season, we are dealing with a trifecta. We are dealing with a flu virus. We are dealing with COVID. And then there's that respiratory illness that's striking children.
Oh, is there something new?
What would you say would be the best plan to get through this season?
I'd say, number one, stop fearing viruses. Stop fearing the things that are out there already, because that decreases immune function.
Okay.
We need to stay happy, healthy, positive. We need to make sure we're adjusted, make sure we're eating right, sleeping right, thinking right, exercising, doing all the things that we could possibly do that we talked about in the beginning of the show. Do everything you can do to prevent illness and maintain. And you don't have to worry about those things. The fearful people are the ones that get sick faster. I know that's true because I saw it in my office. The people that were in the most fear are the ones that did the worst. Well, stop, man. You're stressing yourself out. We know that stress decreases immune function. If we have an increase in stress, I'm getting stressed out, Dave. If we're super stressed out and we have a decreased resistance, why wouldn't we work for the opposite? Why wouldn't we just say, okay, let's sit back, let's get adjusted, let's make sure we're maintaining all our things, let's get through this and be the happiest people and healthiest people we can be.
Do you want the general public to know that the chiropractic industry has a plan that will enlist its knowledge of the immune system in battling whatever virus is in front of them?
Yes, and we can go to things, the ICA, I think, is chiropractic.org, ACA, I think, is ACA.com. Or maybe ACIA.org. There's so much information out there. And if you're just watching TikTok for your chiropractic education, stop. Keep watching the TikTok if you want. But, I mean, people come in, oh, do you do this? No, that's not
TikTok.
Real. That's TikTok. We're not doing things for TikTok purposes. We're doing things for education, and it's out there. The good information is out there. If you're watching a 10-second clip on that, that's not education. There was a TikTok that everybody sent me about the adjusting the animals, and the one guy that was adjusting the horse and the other guy that was adjusting the dog. That's real. That's actually fun stuff. But we do adjust animals, but there's
just not in your office.
Just not in our office, but we do. But and so but there, the information's out there, and if you need anything, call us. Call the Chiropractic Society, Alaska Chiropractic Society. We'll help you out.
Are we better off health-wise when the immune system and the nervous system are both functioning together in top shape to take on these invading viruses?
Well, that's the goal of the nervous system, okay, is to coordinate all the systems. The immune system being one of those many systems of the body that innate intelligence is continually adapting and coordinating its systems. Yes.
Let's talk about your operating hours. What are they this week?
This week, we're here all week. We see patients Tuesday and Thursday afternoon and all day Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so it should be a fun week. And then next week, Dr. Foley's taking over the realm because I'm going to go see my mom for Thanksgiving.
Well, fantastic. Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Kersey Chiropractic at what number, Doc?
569-9355.
That number again is?
569-9355.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good weekend.